So this horse plant has been proposed in Gallatin, and actually just recently the permit was blocked, but it's been a huge source of controversy. Do you want to start out by just, I guess, sharing your thoughts on it, on how it would affect your district?
Yeah, sure. This is a meat processing facility that's been in business for a long time. It's a family-run operation, and they've been processing beef and pork there for years. It's a family-run operation, and they can only operate their business if they have an operating permit from the state of Missouri. They've evidently recently expressed interest in also getting into the horse slaughtering business. And as a result, their entire operating permit has been put on hold, which is too bad, because they have to have this permit in order to run their entire business. And because horse slaughter is politically unpopular, and Governor Nixon isn't interested in allowing a permit to be processed simply because there could potentially be an element that is politically difficult or controversial involved. And the bottom line is the permit that they need is one to operate, and they need to be able to operate their business, but the administration is holding them back. Now, as it relates specifically to horse slaughter, from my perspective, and I'm not speaking for anyone except for Casey Guernsey here, from my perspective, horse slaughter is the most humane way to handle an enormous population of horses that are otherwise not being taken care of. You know, we're faced with a critical problem in the United States in general, as a result to this ban of horse slaughter. These individuals who are opposed to it really haven't any idea what it takes to take care of a horse and all that's involved in the care of especially older horses or horses that become lame, so on and so forth. There's no way to dispose of those horses in a humane method right now as a result of their ban. So these horses are living prolonged lives, they do not have a high quality of life because of one reason or another. They're being dumped off and abandoned in public property along roadways. These horses are starving as a result to the fact that they cannot be taken care of humanely, which has been the process ever since. And the bottom line is, we have horses on our farm, and I've always had horses, and I love horses, but the bottom line is they are an animal, and they're not a person. And we have to be realistic when it comes to taking care of animals, and farmers know this best, and in rural Missouri we understand this. A fact of life is that there are times when animals need to be brought to market for humane reasons. And these individuals, I think some of them are very well intentioned, but it is as a result of ignorance they aren't allowing a process to be in place for the humane treatment and care of these animals when they get to a point in their life when they are no longer living a good quality of life, when they're in a lot of pain a lot of times. And they're perpetuating an ability for these horses to suffer rather than be humanely taken care of because of their own ignorance. And that's just a shame. So I am fully in support of allowing a horse slaughter plant to be put in place so that these issues can be addressed as it relates to both the quality of care for horses and also the industry at large. As a result of that ban on horse slaughter a few years ago, it's decimated a lot of areas of the horse industry. And there's absolutely no value on a lot of these horses as a result. So this, for Missouri to have an ability to provide a serious need within the horse industry, it could be a boon for our region and also for the entire Midwest.
All right. And when you say a boon, do you mean like more job opportunities, just more income, that kind of stuff?
Well, just in general to the horse industry. A lot, and then certainly, yeah, I mean, there would be economic benefit from having a horse slaughter plant in Missouri as well.
And I don't know if you'll know this, but do you know where most of the opposition coming from? Is it from outside groups, more urban areas, or is there some from your rural constituents as well?
No, I've certainly not heard from anyone in my area opposed to this. The only people I know of who are opposed to this are the usual suspects, the anti-agricultural community of the Humane Society, HSUS, and PETA, and these kind of radical groups that are animal right groups who themselves don't even know how to take care of animals. They read these stories about cruelty on the internet, and they assume that anyone who deals with animals is cruel and not taking care of them. They don't have the first clue about the care for an animal, what it takes to raise an animal, and what's humane for those animals whenever they get into a situation where they do not have a quality of life. And that's exactly what we're dealing with horses specifically. I mean, if you talk to anybody who is in the horse business, who understands horses, who's been raising them, especially if they've been at it for a long time, they'll be the first to tell you that these groups who are just violently opposed to horse slaughter or really even farming practices in general in Missouri haven't got the first clue about what it takes to take care of an animal, to raise an animal, to grow an animal, to bring it to market. And these are the ones who scream the loudest, and they're the ones who seem to get all the attention. But I'm convinced that the majority of the folks, especially in Missouri, but certainly in our region up here where I live in northwest Missouri, are very much pragmatic and understand the realities of raising animals and livestock and bringing them to market.
And if more red tape continues to be put up around this plant in Gallatin, is there anything you can do as a representative to kind of help push this forward?
I'm very much engaged in this issue. I've been working with both the owners of the facility as well as the department to hopefully bring a resolution and get this family their permits that they need to operate their entire business. The problem is, politics have entered into this arena, and it is a public issue that the governor would rather not deal with. So it's going to take a lot of pressure, I think, in order to get what we need to allow this plant to be put online.
All right. Well, Representative Guernsey, do you have anything you'd like to add on this subject?
Nope. I think that's pretty much it.